Good morning. This is Jeremy Deeds, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner, with my Monday Money Manifesto for Monday the 13th of January 2014. Well, it's the new year, and that is, as we all know, the time of resolutions and the achievement of those resolutions. And as many of us know, those resolutions don't often last that long. Why is that? Well, because we come up with obstacles of all sorts and kinds in trying to achieve those resolutions. Those obstacles may be financial, they may be fully practical, or more often than not, they might well be deeply psychological or emotional. And just as an example, I know that a lot of people, particularly in the south of England and in the US, have come up with real difficulties so far this year with floods and snow. A rather unexpected sort of obstacle, but one nonetheless that will have prevented people doing what they really want to do and maybe delayed the start of the achievement of their resolutions for quite some time. But we need to identify the obstacles to achieving our aims and objectives, because those decisions we make about those obstacles actually become our plan. And we will actually get to the point where we have a whole load of decisions about how we're going to achieve what we want to do and get around the obstacles, which actually becomes our plan. But we need to think in a little bit more detail than this, because if on our journey from where we are now, say at point A, and we want to get to point D, and we think we're going to go via point B and C, it may well be that in the actual journey itself, we end up changing where we want to go to and how we want to get there. And at the end of it, we may well end up not at point D, but at point E. And this is the principle of equifinality, that there are many routes to a particular objective, but that also in the achievement of that objective or the journey to that objective, we will actually change our goals and objectives. It's also important in terms of planning and process to think both strategically and tactically. Sun Tzu was reputed to have been the one who said that strategy without tactics is the slowest route to victory, but tactics without strategy is the noise before defeat. An example of this is our own financial strategy, which we call the keep warm strategy. This is a concept that as we come up to retirement, we should have sufficient guaranteed income from life, from pensions and annuities, to be able to cover our basic core expenditure, our heating and light, fuel and food and clothing, i.e. what we need to keep warm. But we don't want to overinvest in pensions, because pensions are inflexible, and in fact pension income is taxed as earned income. And if we go too much in this route, we'll end up just being taxed again on the income we earn, and we could actually use other sources, more tax efficient sources, to provide other capital and income. So that's the strategy. The tactics is about how much you invest today and tomorrow to achieve those funds in the longer term, and where and how you're going to invest in those contributions. So strategies are about the achievement of long-term overall goals. Strategies win wars, whilst tactics are about shorter-term routes to achieving specific ends on the way to the overall strategy. Tactics wins battles. So we need to think both strategically and tactically as we look at our goals and look at the obstacles we can identify to achieving those goals. That's it from me. Have a very, very good week, and I'll be back again at the same time next week. Take care.